Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate that. Coming up on 8:13 right now at Tri-Cities Talk Radio. And about this time each week, we check in with the folks from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. And usually it's Bill Hall, the real estate guy with us. Bill is on assignment today and joining us, a regular to the show, Larry England. Morning, Larry. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing fine. How are you, gentlemen?
Well, just rolling right along here. It's hump day, and we see the weekend down the road there. So hope you are doing well as well. So it is a crazy time to be in real estate right now, whether you're someone who works in the real estate profession or someone who is thinking about buying or selling a home. Kind of everything's sort of juggling with all the balls up in the air right now, it seems like.
It is, and especially if you're a buyer, it can be very disheartening. You put in offer after offer mm-hmm. that gets, counteroffered and turned down because someone moving here from another area is a little more flush with cash, and that's been driving our local market home prices up since the pandemic.
Really?
And they're up about 30%.
Wow,
From then. And it's caused a lot of local buyers just to be, put them out of the market of buying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you getting a lot of out-of-market coming into here and buying local properties? I mean, I hear you saying that it's a factor.
Yes, it is. And we are getting, and I've talked to other agents that confirm this, too, that they're dealing with a lot of not just out-of-state folks, mm-hmm. but, in the region, within the state, but wanting to move to Northeast Tennessee, and just the inventory of available homes has also really had an impact because we're at about 1 month of inventory where typically you're 5 or 6 months.
Generally, you figure 6 months. Yeah. Bill has said that in the past.
So it's supply and demand.
Yeah, yeah. So with these people coming in with more money, obviously they are offering asking plus. Then, right? We've heard about that. Last week, Bill was saying, of course, that's still the case right now, but that might be kind of plateauing right now, in his opinion, from last week. Are you seeing anything?
I haven't seen it myself.
Uh-huh.
I keep hearing that it's going to happen.
Okay.
But, I had one that I listed, and within 2 days, had 13 offers, and all of them over asking.
Yeah,
it was
okay.
Just, what they call a bidding war.
Were they all from out of market, or was it a mix?
It was a mixture.
Okay.
And, but, it's just a sign of the times, and I see a lot of listings that the listing agent will include in the information that, I'm looking for the highest and best offer by this day and time,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and so bring it to us.
You mentioned the out-of-market buyers. Many of them are flush with cash, too. Are all cash offerings, are they more of an incentive to a seller when they are faced with the prospect of these big wagons full of cash in front of them there?
Well, one thing that puts them in front
with
a cash offer is the fact that it's not dependent on the appraisal.
Uh-huh.
So if you're offering $40,000 over asking and the appraisal comes in at the asking price, then it's not a factor.
Yeah,
you're
going to
get your money.
Okay.
Whereas if you're offering above asking but you're getting a conventional loan,
mm-hmm.
then you've got to wait and see what that appraisal does. And if it does not come in at that, then you go back to the negotiating table.
Well, are these buyers from out of market coming in because they want to buy and then flip? Or are they buying to purchase to live?
The majority of them that I've dealt with are buying to purchase and live.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic, again, has created a lot of remote workers that once was not a thing.
Right.
But now it is such.
And I think it's going to stay here in many ways, permanently.
And they're also looking for locations that the cost of living is low.
Right.
There was a report out of the Citizens Tribune in Morristown that Wallet Hub had reported in their analysis that Tennessee ranked 11th best economy in the U.S.
Hmm.
So that gets people's attention.
Wow, yeah,
where
definitely.
They want to move to. And, of course, here in Northeast Tennessee, we have a nice Four Seasons.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. So they look at that also. And then what we offer in recreation between hiking and biking and water sports, it's just, a combination that a lot of folks are looking for.
from your perspective at the at Premier Homes and Properties too, the folks that are moving in here, are there certain demographics that are more prevalent from those who are moving in here? Is it more of a retirement aspect, or is it young workers, or is it a mix?
It's a mix. I do see, and I've got some folks wanting to move here from Alaska.
Wow.
To retire.
Okay.
But then you see, the remote workers that mm-hmm. are the younger generation that want to move here just so they can work remotely.
Mm-hmm. But enjoy
what we have to offer.
Right.
And one good thing about those folks, too, is they're more likely to have children that will attend our schools
mm-hmm.
or they're, may start a business.
Right.
They just add more to the economy.
Right, right. Folks moving here from out of market, of course, many times, I guess it's employer paid moving on their end, but many times it's not. With the cost of everything rising, especially fuel right now, is that going to be a factor, do you think, in people's decisions to move?
You know, you would think that it would, but it doesn't seem to be
right?
affecting them. I mean, you
of course,
know,
you're talking about a life decision with a home, too.
They're willing to do whatever it takes to get where they want to go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Of course, one of the features, of course, of Tennessee itself is the fact that this is a no state income tax state.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's very attractive to a lot of people.
Yes.
I remember seeing a figure earlier in the winter that the top three destination states at that time were Florida, Texas, and Tennessee in that order. And all three, of course, are no state income tax states.
And that's true. I have a lady from, I forget which state she's out of, but she's 62, looking to retire soon,
mm-hmm.
and she's wanting to come to Northeast Tennessee, and that was one of her, one of the requests is a state without a state income tax.
Right. Are you finding people that, Bill mentioned this last week, although it maybe it's just a flash in the pan sort of thing rather than a trend, but that people would simply just buy without even coming here?
They do. They'll buy without even seeing the home. I showed a house a couple of weeks ago using a Zoom call.
Okay.
And just walked around inside the house and outside the house
mm-hmm.
to show her the neighborhood
mm-hmm.
and using the phone.
My.
And she did put an offer in, but it got declined.
Oh, again, in the rat race to the top there. Wow. So, I mean, that gives... That gives you and any real estate agent at Premier Homes and Properties a distinct advantage to be able to do that to someone out of market, too. I know that Bill has been very adamant in making sure that every listing has a very good presentation, visual presentation aspect to it.
It does. And one listing I know that a lady was, she had actually bought the property sight unseen.
Wow.
But then when she arrived and saw the surrounding neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
she walked away from it.
Oh, no.
So that's one thing that I like to do is just to, let them describe the neighborhood around the property, what they're going to be seeing from the front porch,
mm-hmm.
so that there's no surprises when they get here.
Neighborhood, of course, is a very important aspect, as the lady found out that you're talking to there as well. That can be a major factor. How do you incorporate that into your sales propositions when people are coming to you? How does the neighborhood play a factor?
Well, being here as many years as I have, I know a lot of the neighborhoods, but if I don't, then mm-hmm. I'll go take a look and drive around just to see, what's within a 4 or 5 mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing for your young professionals that have children, they want to know about the school district.
Certainly.
And so that's sometimes very crucial to them as far
mm-hmm.
as where they want to live.
Right, right. The demographics, of course, as you said, young adults with school-age children, that's a particular demographic as well. We're thinking out loud right now with Larry England talking about different aspects of buying and selling real estate in Northeast Tennessee. Bill Hall on assignment this week. And you were saying something that had been presented to you recently, a fact and figures that I think you had there that you were going to bring up. I forget exactly what it was. I'm sorry. You've got your notes there, and I can't quite see over.
Well, we've already spoke about several of them, but this information comes from a friend of yours, DonFinley.com.
Oh, sure. He gathers real estate
for everybody in
Northeast Tennessee. Yeah.
And it talks about the housing market here, not only the housing market, but the rental market, and mm-hmm. it's just as hot as the housing market.
I would think so, because if there are fewer homes available, but people need a place to stay, then they're going to temporarily have to rent.
That's what I've suggested to a few yeah. folks that I've sent them listings, and before they can make up their mind it's under contract, I said, what you need to do is just move here, rent something, and then we start looking, and, you know, we can react much quicker.
But that tightens up the rental
market.
Tightens
up the rental market, and in Don's report, he talks about in the Johnson City market, the vacancy rate is like 2.2%.
That's astounding.
And, you know, they're still building apartments just left and right,
mm-hmm.
But they seem to be filling them as fast as they build them.
Well, I mean, where it's slow in one area, you're going to be picking up in another area,
yeah.
right? If home sales are not to where they would like to be right now, then, you know, folks obviously have to make another decision. So the rental market itself in the Tri-Cities, you say builders are trying to build new rental complexes as fast as they can. But again, as with new homes, they're facing the same problems, I would think, supply chain issues, finding reliable labor, things like this.
Yeah, between labor shortages
yeah.
and then the cost of building materials
right.
going up has really created some issues. But again, the folks coming in here from out of the area, you know, they're used to paying $400,000 for a house. And when they come here and find one for $300,000
mm-hmm.
new construction, then they're happy.
Yeah, they are. They just got to get it built.
Exactly.
That's the thing. So looking at this, I guess we say right now that the real estate market in Northeast Tennessee is fluid. We can say that, right, because there are all sorts of different opportunities available. Homes are available for sale. No question about it there.
Yeah, again, the inventory, and this was brought up yesterday on the WJHL 6 o'clock news.
Mm-hmm.
They had Rick Chantry, he's the president of the Northeast Tennessee Association of Realtors,
uh-huh,
NETAR,
uh-huh.
and he was talking about the home sales being down, but that's basically because the inventory is so low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just
mm-hmm.
not enough homes to fill the needs as yeah. for right now.
Well, that's up to you and everybody else to go out and beat the bushes, all right, and see what we can do. Larry England, of course, one of the prime agents with Premier Homes and Properties, locations in Johnson City and Kingsport. Larry, what's your phone number? Folks want to get in touch.
That would be 423-361-7806.
Folks say it takes three times, so let's have it one more.
One more time. 423-361-7806.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yes, always ready.
What's that phone number? One more time.
Oh, 423-361-7806.
Larry, lots of fun. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Love it. Thanks.
Hi.